as a defensive guy, when you see the stats, particularly of the team stats of Green Bay and Atlanta, and even a lot of great defensive teams that aren't in the didn't even make the playoffs, at least ranked highly. You know, somebody say, "Oh, that whole defense wins championships is, you know, doesn't apply." As a defensive guy, I assume you probably would take issue with that a little bit. So.
Well, I think anytime you get to this stage, first of all, if you look around the teams for many, many years, you have to have a good quarterback to get to this level. Okay, there's no doubt about it. I think both teams have really great quarterbacks, and that's where we probably are today. But overall, you don't win on one side of the ball. You win as a full team. That's offense, defense, and special teams. It's a combined effort, you know, time of possession. There's a lot of things that go into it. And we're pleased to be at this point, and we're excited about this opportunity this week.
Today's NFL is so offensive-minded and oriented, and the rules obviously have been for years set up to kind of benefit the offensive. You kind of have to dig deeper than just total yards or pass deep, you know, because sometimes a great offense, you might be putting the defense on the field a lot, and that maybe, you know, skews the numbers a bit.
Well, realistically, we don't go in and look at the stats. Do I know what each of their players have, what they do, what they don't do, you know? Well, we know that, but statistically, it's not that big of a thing. Right now, what we do is we try to focus what's more important. What do we do, okay? And let's see if we can do it a little bit better each time. And what happens, we won't change, they won't change. I think their coaching staff has done a tremendous job with their personnel, okay? It's not the, the two-back offense, double tight end sets, and they don't have those kind of personnel. So the type of personnel they have, they do a wonderful job with it. The quarterback is the real deal. You saw last week where, you know, he's such a competitor, and the players that are playing around him play very, very hard for him. And when you have great leaders, I was around, you know, Peyton Manning, and when we were with Peyton, man, players played hard for Peyton Manning. You know, I mean, they made the tough catch, and you see the same thing going in that offense. It was the same thing that's how our offense is being executed so well week in and week out.
Coach, how different are they from the previous time you played them?
Well, the only thing is a little bit differently. They're running the same offense, okay? But the difference is, you know, last time Montgomery was ill, I think it was, so a little bit different. So they, you know, put in an OO personnel package where there was no back that was in the game or no tight ends in the game. So it took us just a few snaps to get adjusted to that. We'll be ready if that did happen. But right now they're really the same offense. And like I said, the one that makes it go is really the quarterback. You look at their top receiver got down. He wasn't playing last week. But did it slow their offense down? It did not slow their offense down. I think they're connected very – very strongly. They care a lot about each other, playing hard. And when you have teams like their football team and like our football team, I think it's going to be a great matchup. We're excited about it.
To that point, what does this offense look like without Jordy from the first year, excuse me, from Dallas game last week? And with that uncertainty, do you have to prepare any differently?
Not any differently. I believe they're not going to change. We're not going to change. It's a when he didn't play last week, it was the same offense that they played the week before and the week before. So they're on a roll. I think they've won eight straight. And when you're doing that, you've got great team chemistry. Not only you're playing well, but that chemistry part, which, like I said, our coaches are very impressed how they've been playing within the last 8 weeks. And like I said, we're excited about the challenge.
Coach, so how do you prepare for Aaron Rodgers and how he can play – in the pocket and then away from the pocket as well?
Well, he makes a ton of plays. He makes tons of plays in the pocket. He extends plays outside the pocket. He's really good at it. I mean, he's got really great instincts. He's got a great feel. I love his poise about himself, the way he performs. It will be a challenge, you know what I mean, each week. And there's things that we will have within our game plan when we are in certain defenses that we have to be able to contain him, but it will be quite a challenge. He's like I said, nobody has kept him directly in the pocket, and if he gets outside the pocket, hopefully we have the ability to run him down.
Jared Cook didn't play against you guys last time. He's 10-2 with that team, or they're 10-2 with him in the lineup. What sort of dimension does he bring to him?
Well, I think he's done a really good job. As you've seen, the times that he has played, he's gotten better and better. And what was great, that what a throw and what a catch last week. I mean, that was a great throw and great catch there on the sidelines. He's what makes him so special. He's a tall kid, about 6'5". He can run. He's got the length. And so anytime you get those big tight ends like that, I'm not saying the big muscular type. I'm talking about the tall ones. Sometimes you can have matchup issues, and that will be, once again, a good challenge for us going against him.
How pleased are you pleased are you with the progression Devondre's made over the past couple of games?
Well, I think overall, just not him, I think all of our players have. It's really great. We have we've had some young players on our football team this year, and it's really been a great thing to see the type of coaching that the coaches have done with them. And I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about our defensive staff. They've done a wonderful job of not only training these guys but getting these guys to believe in themselves. And I see the swagger a little bit in all of them. They believe, you know what I mean? And I like the look in their eye. Last week in the playoff game, it was interesting because some of those guys were first time in a playoff game, and you're wondering about, you know, hey, you know, how are they going to look? And when you look them in the eye, it's just like another game. Let's go, which it is. It's the field's 100 yards long. It is another game. Are they big? Yeah, they are big. But if you work your tail off all week long, then the process is the process, and it will take care of itself, which they've been trained that way, and I've been very, very pleased with their maturity level, all of them.
Maybe the swagger goes into it, but how do you go up or what do you tell your guys when you face a guy like Aaron Rodgers who can make plays seemingly when you got everything perfectly defended?
Well, I think the thing is this. It's not like we're facing our first mobile quarterback. When you look at the division that we're in, okay, with a kid at Tampa, Carolina Panthers, you know, we played the 49ers. So we've played this style of offense, you know. So it's not like we're changing everything. And, oh, we got to adjust to do this way. We're fully prepared for this. It's not anything where, you know, in the meetings the last few days, it's not like these guys, oh, we're going to do this. You know, they understand what a mobile quarterback is and how you try to stop those mobile quarterbacks. And like I said, the good ones, which all those guys I mentioned are very good, it is very difficult to stop those. But at least we have a very good knowledge of that.
A couple more games. Just playing Wilson last week kind of helped. The fact that you're coming off so quickly from somebody that plays that style and you don't necessarily have to change your message at all.
And like I just said, with I forgot his name. He's really good. But once again, it's the same style of offense, same style of quarterback. But like I said, this week, Aaron's very, very special. We all know that. And he's had a great year. You know, anytime you're throwing for over whatever it is, over 4,000 yards, and he's got 40 touchdowns, and he's only got 7 interceptions, the guy is doing something good. And so he's the real deal. Real impressed with him. He's very, very bright. You know, last week catching Dallas a couple times with, you know, changing personnel, substitution issues like that. That's a coach on the field. So he gets him in the right plays, and he's like I said, he'll be a challenge for us. But once again, we've faced those kind of quarterbacks this year, so we feel pretty good about it.